That third evening they were so eager to press on, for Bjorn had said that they should reach the forest gate early on the fourth day, that they rode still forward after dusk and into the night beneath the moon. As the light faded, Bilbo thought he saw away to the right, or to the left, the shadowy form of a great bear prowling along in the same direction. But if he dared to mention it to Gandalf, the wizard only said, "Hush, take no notice." Next day they started before dawn, though their night had been short. As soon as it was light, they could see the forest coming, as it were, to meet them, or waiting for them like a black and frowning wall before them. The land began to slope up and up, and it seemed to the hobbit that a silence began to draw in upon them. Birds began to sing less. There were no more deer. Not even rabbits were to be seen. By the afternoon they had reached the eaves of Mirkwood, and were resting almost beneath the great overhanging boughs of its outer trees. Their trunks were huge and gnarled, their branches twisted, their leaves were dark and long. Ivy grew on them and trailed along the ground.
"Well, here is Mirkwood," said Gandalf, "the greatest of the forests of the northern world. I hope you'll like the look of it. Now you must send back these excellent ponies you've borrowed."
The dwarves were inclined to grumble at this, but the wizard told them they were fools.
"Bjorn is not as far off as you seem to think, and you'd better keep your promises anyway, for he's a bad enemy. Mr. Baggins' eyes are sharper than yours. If you'd not seen each night after dark a great bear going along with us, or sitting far off in the moon, watching our camps, not only to guard you and guide you, but to keep an eye on the ponies too. Bjorn may be a friend, but he loves his animals as his children. You do not guess what kindness he has shown you in letting dwarves ride them so far and so fast, nor what would happen to you if you tried to take them into the forest."
"What about the horse, then?" said Thorin. "You don't mention sending that back."
"I don't, because I'm not sending it."
"What about your promise, then?"
"I will look after that. I am not sending the horse back. I am riding it." Then they knew that Gandalf was going to leave them at the very edge of Mirkwood, and they were in despair. But nothing they could say would change his mind.